ओम शांति। आज हम सबका
ओम शांति। टुडे इट इज आवर ग्रेट फॉर्च्यून
कि दादी जी हमारे बीच है।
दादी जी इज विद अस।
यही अंदर मन में आता है।
दादी हैज दिस विद इन हर माइंड
में थोड़ा
That when in Shantivan, it's a little free time in between the groups coming and going, then Dadi gets pulled to Pandav Bhavan. Especially there is the pull of Baba's room, and Dadi says, I really want to go to Madhuban. And so all of our love
मधुबन में ऊपर माउंट आबू में खींच कर ले आया।
Has pulled Dadi to Mount Abu. Dadi reached in the afternoon and Dadi will stay maybe 3 or 4 days. And all of us
दादी से पूरा लाभ लेंगे।
Will take full benefit from Dadi. There are so many brothers and sisters from foreign lands who have come to experience Babdada's Murlis, and before the 10th, we don't know how many thousands will come, brothers and sisters from all corners of Bharat, but also those from foreign lands are not less. When Baba sees the double foreigners, Baba says, they always take a chance and become chancellors. At least there will be 500 double Videshis for this last turn. This is the last few drops. And so from all directions, those who were not able to come during the season, they will all reach. The weather is very good. Everyone is attracted. Just as the moths are attracted to the flames, so the souls are attracted here. So in recognition of Dadi, Satish Bhai and Haldar Bhai are going to sing and thank Dadi with their words. They will greet Dadi.
रोम रोम आपका बाबा के गुण गाता है, बाबा ही चलाता है, बाबा ही उड़ाता है।
We sing the virtues of Baba. Baba is getting everything done through the instrument.
रोम रोम आपका बाबा के गुण गाता है।
We sing the praises of
Baba. बाबा ही उड़ाता है।
Baba makes us fly.
आपका गुणगान हम सदा करें।
We are always singing the praises of Baba and his actions.
किस तरह से आपका शुक्रिया अदा
करें। And we thank you.
किस तरह से आपका शुक्रिया अदा करें।
Dadi calls herself a parrot and a pigeon carrying the message and repeating the words of Baba. She holds the energy of Baba within herself and stays always with Baba. Why should we not keep Baba's remembrance always in our hearts? How can we thank you, Dadi? We sing the praises of both you and Baba. And so we thank you 1,000 times. We thank you, Dadi, from the mind that you are making us like yourself and full of virtue. Dadi is the intoxicated beggar. He has the special qualities of being a greatly fortunate, wealthy one. How can we thank you, Dadi? We sing the praises of both you and Baba. So how should we thank you? You belong to this land and the foreign land. You serve in all places and you do miracles everywhere you go. You have so much responsibilities and that much likeness. You make everyone feel they belong to you. And you always remain healthy and you make us all fly. So how should we thank you? We continue to sing your praises and Baba's praises. How should we thank you?
आपका और बाप का गुणगान हम सदा करें किस तरह से आपका शुक्रिया अदा करें किस तरह से आपका शुक्रिया अदा करें किस तरह से आपका शुक्रिया अदा करें
So Dadi has given toli to many this morning. And so Dadi will not give toli this evening. There was a big long line earlier today. Like the devotees coming in front of their goddess. Dadi showed a lot of courage and gave toli to all. So now we'll listen to Dadi and you will not get toli this evening.
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
बड़े अच्छे आवाज से बोलो ओम शांति अच्छा ओम शांति फिर एक बारी अच्छा बोलो
नाउ वन मोर टाइम रियली पावरफुली
ओम शांति थैंक यू आजकल
These days,
कौन आए हैं फॉरेन से
Who has come in the last 2-3 days from foreign countries? Put your hands up.
Acha.
And who's leaving in the next 2 days? Anyone leaving? Put your hands up.
No one. There's just one or two.
So these are all the ones who have come for meeting to Daddy. Now Daddy's asking, who is seeing Daddy for the first time? Just a few. It's a matter of great happiness. Brother Satish is doing wonderful work. Daddy's calling Didi Nirmala to come up on the stage and join her. Who has come from Gyan Sarovar? So Shiluban is telling her that people have come from all the different campuses up. It's not only double foreigners, there's lots of different ones. So just double foreigners.
Shashi Ben
has said there'll be about 500 altogether.
Those who have come from Gyan Sarovar, double foreigners, they stand up. Ye dadi Gyan Sarovar mein double videshi rukhe hue hain. Ye Gyan Sarovar mein double videshi rukhe hue hain.
Yahan kaun rukhe hue hai?
Who's staying in Pandapavan, Daddy wants to see?
Now you please sit. Those who are staying in Pandapavan, raise your hand. Gyan Sarovar mein zyada hai.
More in Gyan Sarovar. Daddy says, yeah, here is also very good. So those who live here, Pandapavan Nivasis, hospital Nivasis,
Madhuban Nivasi Hospital Sevadhari Pandav Bhavan.
The people who live permanently in Gyan Sarovar Vasi Sevadhari Bharat Gyan Sarovar.
हॉस्पिटल हॉस्पिटल से कौन आए हैं?
हॉस्पिटल वाले खड़े हो जाएंगे.
अच्छा, हम दर्शन करके प्रसन्न हो गए.
So Daddy came to see everyone and all the questions got resolved. And Daddy became satisfied. So now what would you like us to talk about? Because Daddy is feeling completely content. You are here and I am here. That's the song, isn't it?
Baba.
Baba.
Says
children.
Baba.
Children say Baba.
ऐसे कुछ ना देखो.
In that way you become extremely happy.
निर्मला बहन आज आप भी आज देख रहे होंगे.
Now Dr. Nirmala has come to see everyone.
मेरा मैं अभी थोड़ी बातें सुनाएंगे.
Going to speak just a little bit at the present time. I say, there is no one as happy. Do you understand how happy we are? How we are pulled?
Now,
I'm going to be in Pandabhavan a few days earlier. I was in Gyan Sarovar for a couple of days. There were different foreigners there at that time. Now these are different group. Now, to come to Pandabhavan means to do the pilgrimage of all the four places.
Baba ke room mein jao.
Go to Baba's room.
History
hall.
Hall mein jao. Dupri mein jao.
Sit in Baba's hut.
Or,
and
Tower of Peace ke aage baitho.
Sit in front of the Tower of Peace.
De jaan dekho.
You can see with deep peace.
Charon Dham ki yatra.
You perform the pilgrimage of all the four places.
Pranto,
but
abhi main dil se,
now from my heart,
aap sab bhai behno ko,
I am saying to all you brothers and sisters,
Nimra Didi, you bhai kitne ho gaye.
Dr. Nirmala, how many brothers there are now? It used to be more sisters and very few brothers. Look how many brothers there are, so many brothers. Still there are a lot of sisters, more than brothers. And all the different religions are represented here. I think the points that are coming in the Murli now, each and every day, Baba is telling us new things. What exactly is remembrance? Without remembrance, you can't move along, you can't speak. Where do we reside?
Pandabhavan mein aana aana.
To come to Pandabhavan means.
Aur Gyan Sarovar bhi kam nahi.
Of course, Gyan Sarovar is not less.
Kyun?
Because.
Jaise Gyan Sarovar.
Just as Gyan Sarovar.
Baba ne banaya.
When Baba made it.
Double foreigners ko.
It was with the double foreigners in mind.
So mujhe Gita ka
I remember one of the phrases of the Gita. Arjun said, God, now I am seeing your multiple form. When the foreigners started to arrive, started to get born, there were just a few.
So Didi,
at that time, myself and Didi Manmohini,
meditation hall mein,
we were in
Baba
meditation hall and Baba had come there and we sat there and there were maybe 10 or 12 foreigners. And I said, see,
Didi,
ye Virat Swarup. This is the Virat Swarup, the multiple form of God, the variety of Baba's children, and I was very, very happy. And then Dadi Prakash Mani came 1977 to foreign countries, and I think it was Dadi Prakash Mani who came perhaps first, and then Dadi Gulzar came later. In London, there was
74.
I went to London in 1974. And Dadi had come in
77.
And Dadi came to see the foreigners, and seeing them, she was so happy. She said, these
Baba ki direct santana.
Our, their birth is that they are directly Baba's children, and instrumentally only in namesake, they have taken their last life in foreign countries. They took their birth there, instrumentally in order to become Baba's. But this life of ours, the life in which we have died whilst alive, is very good.
Baba, tera banne mein.
The song goes, Baba, by becoming yours, I experienced extreme happiness. This song,
Baba ka banne mein.
When you become Baba's, that is when you get the happiness, which is such that you can't describe it. It is there so that you can make each other like each other. Each one makes the other like themselves. Leela, I read your email. You came today or yesterday. I think nobody has any worries or concerns. No brothers or sisters have worries. They don't even know what that is. Someone who becoming Baba's, the happiness that you have from becoming Baba's, it makes worry something impossible. But there is one brother who suddenly asked me a question.
Chitta.
The chit, memory track, and chintan, deep thinking. What is the difference between the chit because they talk about the chit of the mind.
Man-mana-bhava.
So Manmanabhava, to have the mind focused on Baba.
Latest Murli mein.
In the latest Murlis,
Baba Manmanabhava.
Baba is speaking about Manmanabhava, the mantra. Focus the mind on one alone. Who is the one who is focused like that? It is one in whose mind? The mind is quiet. The intellect is pure. There are no waste thoughts. Who is free from waste thinking? Put your hand up. Free from meaningless thoughts. You don't have any meaningless thoughts. Only a very few are free from meaningless thoughts. So if you have all these meaningless thoughts running around, then you will not be able to experience the state of absolute bliss of the golden age. When there is truth in the mind, I always say, if you stay in pure thoughts, that means pure thoughts about yourself, you will not be able to have any waste or meaningless thoughts about yourself when you're thinking about others. You will not have waste thoughts about others, because you always feel on one side you have God and on the other side your fortune.
Seva hai bhagya.
Service is your fortune.
Jo seva mein,
and those who
achhi tarah se,
in a very good way,
manmana bhava,
have the mind focused on one, and also are remembering Vishnu, the one in the middle, the fortune of the future. Through their service, if you stay in very elevated thinking, then you experience that extreme happiness of having become Babas. Baba, how does he calculate things? Didi, do you have any concerns or any worries? No, Didi is free. In Shantivan, when I'm in front of Baba and I see the world, the Baba is wanting to give peace to the world. I take power and light from Baba, and at the same time, Baba is giving light to the whole world. And I also do that. When the intellect stays beyond limits, there are no limits of anything. Wherever you stay is great. You live in the unlimited. If anyone asks you where you live, where do you live? Today Baba had said, those who are over the age of 60, in their retired stage, the mind says, Vanprast means to be beyond sound, to be beyond any kind of noise, even of the mind. To be beyond the sound of words. Then if I come into sound, then what words would I speak? Or you say to me, do yoga, now you were down, I was down in Shantivan, I never want to miss the 7:30 yoga, but at that time, many people, someone or another comes to meet me. But the practices, the discipline, the times of meditation, 4 a.m., we have our four subjects of Gyan, Yoga,
Dharana,
and Service. These four subjects, we must take full marks in all of them. Who has this feeling? This is not a worry that I have, this is my good feelings for you, that you must all get 100 marks in all four subjects. What is knowledge? It's very easy. What is knowledge? It is the knowledge of the Creator and the creation. Baba is the Creator, and He gives the knowledge of the creation. What is the knowledge of the creation? This one, Om Shanti Bhavan, is the one place which has the cycle at the other end of the hall. And then in the conference hall, if you look, you see Lakshmi and Narayan at the back of the hall. And then Gyan Sarovar, there isn't anything. Behind me there is Baba. Otherwise, in the meditation hall, you see the cycle behind. The cycle is good. You sit on the confluence age at the top, and with the thought that now I have to go home. This was the words that we used to always hear from Didi. She used to always say, now we have to go home. And at the end, just before she left her body in 1983, she had come to London shortly before, and she didn't say anything. I said, Didi, say something. My health was not good. So then Didi came especially to Baba Bhavan to do yoga. She came there to have yoga with me. So I said, say something, Didi. She said, no, we have to go home now. So I think you also must have the feeling that now we have to go home. How are we going to go home? For that, now, we have to be the conquerors over negative karma. Who thinks that by the power of Baba's remembrance, I will become the conqueror over negative karma, and I have this fortune? Put your hand up if you feel this. Baba has given us this fortune. Any action, you must not do any mistake or any action, but be the conqueror over vikarma and karmati. You must become this, or have you become this already? Ask yourself this. When she meets me, I feel we should discuss something, or there should be something we need to talk about, but no, we just resonate with each other in silence. The heart says that when we just look at each other, there is that feeling that is so intense that we are ready to now go back home. We are ready. Why? What is here? Baba has kept us here, and He is going to take us home. We will go back with Baba. Which Baba? Each and every day Baba tells us, Shiv Baba doesn't come into birth and rebirth. But Brahma Baba, who is the chariot that Shiv Baba took, It is on the foundation of him that we also are being carried back home. How many times people say on this day this will happen, on that day that will happen, but we don't know what there is tomorrow. We'll see tomorrow what there is. Whatever has happened is fine. Whatever is going to happen, that's fine too. But what should we do right now? This is a very simple thing now, today. What should we be doing now? Look at the clock now and think, what should we do now? And the clock will say, yesterday evening also I was down in Shantivan and I was speaking. And the clock went as far as 8:30 while I was speaking. Even then, I didn't know that it was going on so much. But today I'm saying that we have to become the conquerors over negative karma and karma jeet. This is what the clock is saying, and Baba is making us that. We have to be ready to go home. What is Baba saying? And what is Baba doing? He became avyakt and went up above. And he did so much service. He is still doing so much service. He did service in the physical form. We are very, very fortunate that we experienced him in the physical form, and Baba taught us such a karma that whatever he was doing, he said, children, you do likewise. There are two things that I always remember. One is, you have to do such karma that Baba, whatever he is the one getting things done, and I am the one who has to get those things done. He is getting it done. But I must do what he wants done. I become the instrument. Whatever he himself has done, we must do likewise. Baba is making us into almost avyakt. We become avyakt, and then what will happen? You become the angel. Who thinks that you've become, by becoming the conqueror of negative action and karma teet, you will have this feeling that you are the angel. And any embodied person, you do not have an involvement with any embodied person. You are the detached observer. And you play your role. Today Baba spoke about this. These films and plays emerged later on. When we were small, when I was young, I'd never been to the cinema because we think of it as the mother of sin. But now I say through the mouth, it emerged that at least 4 or 5 days I will stay here. In Om Shanti Bhavan, I will stay in Pandabhavan, Om Shanti Bhavan. Here, in physical form, Baba
हिस्ट्री हॉल में
इन द हिस्ट्री हॉल
जो सिखाएं दी है
The teachings that he gave, I will tell you those. They're very good. Sakar form. And then Avyak Baba. He started to speak in the meditation hall, also in the history hall. Baba came first of all in the history hall, Avyak Bab Dada. I received a book in Sindhi in which whatever Baba had spoken when he became Avyakt, he said he has never given any sorrow. Suddenly in Pune, I received the news that by Shilben at 9 o'clock, Baba left the body.
ये क्या बोल रही हो?
I said, what are you saying? She said, she was phoning everywhere. Everyone was crying. But I didn't cry. In the morning, at that time, I went to catch the train in the station, but the train had gone. So the whole night, I remembered Baba. I said, Baba, you became Avyakt. And then in the morning, I got in the train. Baba left on the 18th, and on 21st, Baba was cremated, and the vehicle of Baba had been kept in the history hall lying on ice. And at that moment, Dadi was speaking the Murli. Baba had said through Dadi Gulzar, who was made the instrument. So now, this is why this song is very beloved. Baba, Murli, Madhuban, the three points. One is, Baba, I say Om Shanti three times because first I, the consciousness of I, the arrogance of I and the attachment of mind both have to be broken, finished. So the attachment of mind and the arrogance of I. If anyone has any of these, please, you must destroy them. Okay? Om Shanti. Daddy gave her own program that I'm going to stay 4 days. So every evening in Om Shanti Bhavan, she will do class. So every day from Gyan Sarovar, you will come here. Daddy will stay here and do class. Now, we'll sit in Baba's remembrance. Brother Avinash is going to sing a song in Baba's remembrance. If the creation is so beautiful, then how beautiful would be the Creator? Seeing Dadiji, the creation. So we'll sit in Baba's remembrance, and those who have come from Gyan Sarovar will return there. Tomorrow evening, come again here. He's a very good singer from Maharashtra, and he is called to important engagements for singing, and he does Baba service through his songs.
तुझे देख कर जग वाले पर तुझे देख कर जग वाले पर यकीन नहीं क्यों कर होगा तुझे देख कर जग वाले पर यकीन नहीं क्यों कर होगा जिसकी रचना इतनी सुंदर वो कितना सुंदर होगा वो कितना सुंदर होगा ओ दर्पण तरसा करता है जू तुलसी के बिरवा तो हर आंगन तरसा करता है हर आंगन तरसा करता है सुकून से तेरा रस की गंगा का वो सागर होगा जिसकी रचना इतनी सुंदर वो कितना सुंदर होगा वो कितना सुंदर होगा ओ का संगम आधार तू प्रेम कहानी का मेरे प्यासे मन में यूं उतरी जो रेत में झरना पानी का चूरे तुम्हें झरना पानी का अपना रूप दिखाने को अपना रूप दिखाने को तेरे रूप में खुद ईश्वर होगा जिसकी रचना इतनी सुंदर वो कितना सुंदर होगा वो कितना सुंदर होगा वो कितना सुंदर होगा